USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump sending more troops to the U.S.-Mexico border and is considering a plan to release illegal aliens into sanctuary cities like San Francisco, where House Speaker Nancy Pelosi lives. President Trump tweeting a video of Minnesota Congresswoman Democrat Ilhan Omar making her statement that some people did something on 9/11. She never mentions radical Islamic terrorists. Now, edited into this video, actual footage from the terrorist attack 17 and a half years ago.
CARE was founded after 9/11 because they recognized that some people did something.
Right, oh, there's another one. Another plane just hit.
Some people did something.
Oh my goodness, there is smoke pouring out the Pentagon.
Some people did something.
And President Trump tweeting above the video in all caps, "We will never forget." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, mall availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
Democrats are complaining about a Trump administration decision to cut all U.S. aid to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras to stop migrants from heading to the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says spending hundreds of millions of dollars hasn't helped in the past.
What the Trump administration is trying to do is saying, hey, we're prepared to help, we're prepared to engage, we're prepared to support, but you have to take serious efforts, whether it's in Guatemala, El Salvador, in Nicaragua, and Mexico, for that matter, too. We need those nations to ensure that their people aren't making this dangerous transit across Mexico and coming into our country illegally.
Democratic presidential candidate Robert O'Rourke likens President Donald Trump to an arsonist on immigration, suggesting the president's policies are worsening the migrant situation on the U.S. southern border. The Texas Democrat tells the David Axelrod Show on CNN that Trump is the arsonist who gets the credit for putting out the fire. The chairman of the House Oversight Committee, Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings, said Friday he intends to subpoena the president's accountant on Monday for Trump's financial records. This is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
A suspect is in custody for attempted murder, accused of throwing a child off a balcony. More from USA's Wendy King.
A young boy is in critical condition after plunging three stories at the Mall of America south of Minneapolis. Witnesses say the five-year-old was pushed up the balcony.
We have a report over on the south side that someone just fell from the third floor to the first floor.
We're actively trying to figure out why this occurred, whether it was an interaction up on the floor.
24-year-old Emmanuel Deshaun Aranda was charged with attempted homicide.
President Trump wants to send illegal immigrants to sanctuary cities across the country. More from John Clemens.
Mr. Trump has gone on Twitter to confront the radical left over their objections to a plan to transport illegal immigrants to sanctuary cities.
They want more people in their sanctuary cities? Well, we'll give them more people. We can give them a lot. We can give them an unlimited supply.
Mr. Trump said if Democrats don't want to change our very dangerous immigration laws, we're giving strong consideration to placing illegal immigrants in sanctuary cities only. He added the radical left always seems to have an open borders, open arms policy, so this should make them very happy. I'm John Clemens.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un spoke to his country's parliament Friday, indicating he has an end-of-the-year deadline for the U.S. to reach agreement on a nuclear plan, but agreement on a third summit has yet to be set, if at all. His speech came hours after Trump and the visiting South Korean president met in Washington and agreed on the importance of nuclear talks with the North. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.